Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you're having an awesome, awesome time because guess what? You're breathing in and out because that means you're still part of the awesome plan that's going on in this world. Yes, we will have ups and downs. We will have to make major decisions in our life, but you have to go with what's inside of you. You have to. You already have what it takes to actually be successful. You already have the great ideas. You already have the plan. You just got to write it out, number one. You got to believe and trust and walk it out, and you have to be around like-minded people. Now, one important thing that you always have to do is when you make all this money, you got the number one what? You got to do what you're supposed to do in regards of your tithing. You know, I'm going to say that. But you have to make sure you know how to manage your money. You need to be able to, you got to actually leave a legacy. That's what we have to do. In all seriousness, you have to leave a legacy. And so the great things we're going to talk about today, but you know this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. What we do here, we share other people's, their dreams, their passions, of course, and their purpose and destiny in life. And we do that through so many different ways, as you know. We do it through radio, television. Seven p.m. where we actually have people just share what's on their heart in regards of the goodness of God. But we have so many other platforms. You know, we also have a speaking platform. What else we have? We have a lot of things. My team just fussing at me because, oh, you know, I'm an author and I'm a publisher. If you want to know anything about those information of how to advertise with us, how to sponsor a show, we actually have one young man sponsors the whole year. So I love it, love it, love it. But, you know, the good thing is we bring value, and that's the most important thing we do here. That's our number one goal, to propel you closer to your purpose in life. And we have an awesome, awesome young lady today. You know, I'm ready to take some notes because I do, and I truly do, and I know you do as well. You want to actually leave a legacy. But we actually need to go to the money coach. We need to go to her so she can actually tell us what to do because, you know, most ladies, you know, we like to dress up, but we got to make sure we manage money. And I'm grateful that I actually have a great foundation with that I actually do manage money well. But guess what? I'm ready to learn some more awesome things from this awesome, awesome young lady. She is the money coach. I love it. I just love that moniker of her. Her name is Ms. Cosette M. White. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Good Deeds.
Thank you so much, Renee. Thank you so much. I was just sitting back just laughing as you were talking about that. Yes, we do. We as women, we love to shop, but that's okay. It's okay to shop. You don't have to deprive yourself. I want you guys to just make sure that you do it in moderation. But yes, I am. I am Cosette M. White. I am located here in sunny Southern California. I'm out, actually just north of Los Angeles, and I teach individuals how to gain clarity and focus as it relates to their finances. I love it. I'm very passionate about what I do. It's not something that I just do just because. I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about changing the bank accounts of many globally around the world. And when we say change the bank accounts, it doesn't mean, you know, that they have to have millions in there, but just make it healthy. Make it comfortable so that whatever is good for you, whatever legacy you want to leave for your family, that's what I want to see. You know, I'm tired of those in our community that just, you know, as I talk to so many in our community, we're not conscious with our money. We're not having healthy conversations in the household. We're not having healthy conversations and training our youngsters as they grow up and allow them to understand the value of money. And so those habits that they developed earlier on, they just carry into their adulthood. So that's what I love doing. I'm passionate about just allowing individuals to gain that clear focus, what it means with their finances. So that's what I do. I have several programs out there, and we can get into all that. But that's what I do. That's me, the money coach.
I love it. I love it, the money coach. You know, I want to ask, you know, and – no question, I tell people, no question is a bad question or a stupid question. No question. But, you know, let's start off by asking, you know, you know, all of us have had a 9-to-5, and then we have a lot of people that, you know, have their own business, and some people are actually doing both at the same time in order to leverage, you know, they have to feed their passion, as I've heard one speaker say. But what I've heard people say, the 80-10-10 rule, what do you think about that? Is that realistic, or is that an option that we should be trying to do in regards to saving money? And what's your views on that, how we should split up the overall pot, you know, pot that we bring into our home?
As far as that goes, as far as the pot, what you bring in, and you hit it on the head, you know, so many people, they are wearing multiple hats, working at 9-to-5 and doing the side business off to the side. I say that you need to put at least 20% into your savings. That 20% is a must. You must develop that habit of paying yourself first, because if you don't pay yourself first, I don't care what you say, by the time you reach that retirement age, you're going to have nothing. Even as you're creeping up to that retirement age, you're going to have nothing. The other 80%, it can go to household things. It can go to paying off debt. It can go to whatever it takes to cover that household to keep it going. It doesn't all have to just go to the overhead expenditures, but have some fun in there as well. We talked a few seconds ago about shopping. It's okay to shop, but shop in moderation. So that's my take on it. You know, whether all of your sources is coming from that JOB or if it's coming from that business. If it's coming from the business, I'm going to tell you right now, it is critical. It is critical that you take some of your revenues and you put them into a savings vehicle, because you're working for yourself, if not, when you're ready to hang that coat up and say, I'm tired of this, and retire for good, you need to save, or else you're not going to have anything over there to dip into and to live off of. Social Security, it's not going to pay the bills. It really isn't. At least it's not going to pay what we're accustomed to living. It's not going to keep our current lifestyle going. Although that changes as we get older. So I say the 80-20, you all.
Now, you're absolutely right. I can be, transparent here. My parents are, you know, at that age. And, you know, my thing just overall with the patients that I see, that, you know, that does not cover any medication, you guys. You got to get another B plan and all these other plans, which cost money. And so it's amazing that our elderly, you know, as you retire, you know, they tend to, I'm not saying all people that's retired on medications, but those medications are very expensive, and that, you know, it's not covered on some of the plans they have. So in order to, you know, have your nest egg, but you want to be one of those people, because I want to be one of those people that be on the RV traveling the world.
Well, believe me, they're far few and in between, but I do see some of my clients that are, they've prepared themselves, they've saved for retirement, and there's others out there that they didn't. They're living off of that Social Security, or when I see those 1099-Rs come in and I see the retirement income for the year and I see $7,000 on one and I see a Social Security statement for the year, $12,000, who could live off of that? Not many. You know, that's what we call poverty. So I'm just saying to you all, prepare yourselves, because you don't want to be in that predicament. You know, a little goes a long way. And there's that thing that we all know called interest and compounded interest. If you start saving now in your younger years, for those, you know, our millennials out there, if you start saving now, you will reap the benefit later on. I always say, don't touch that money. Don't touch that money that's sitting over there growing. Let it grow. Let it build. And you're right.
Yeah, you...
It's a high price as we get older, especially with the medication. It's enormous. We all know that. So, you know, with the Obamacare, you know, everyone has to have insurance at this point. If you don't have the insurance, then you're going to get hit anyway. I did a client's return yesterday. She paid $989 just for not having insurance. You know, so you're darn if you do and you're darn if you don't. But we need it. We need the insurance. So,
insurance goes up. But you need it, because if something happens, you know, health care, you know, I'm in the medical field. It's very expensive. But you know, I pride myself, and I'm not boasting by saying this, but I really do my best with every patient that they get excellent care. And that's what I believe most medical professionals do, but it is a cost. I mean, everything we do in life is a cost. I have to put that plug in there because I'm in the medical field. But I wanted to ask this. You know, everything is technology now, because I know mm-hmm. we're going to get to the awesome tax returns that's coming up pretty soon here. Or, you know, some people do call it, you know, say business owners. You know, back in the day, we were very religious balancing our checkbooks, you know. And now everything is so digital. We have all these apps and stuff that can actually do it for us. But do you think technology is hurting us a little bit in that regard, because we're not actually really keeping an eyeball on the little, you know, the little fees coming out here for cell phone, cable, da-da-da-da-da. Are we actually kind of losing the grip of keeping that true balance by not, you know, keeping that eyeball, if you will, on it directly, you know, relying too much on technology? And I know that's a bad word to say, right?
No, actually, I mean, but that's a good that's true. I mean, back in the day, you know, we had to pull out the paper and the pencil, and actually we had to think about it. We had to, you know, see it. Nowadays, it's just a matter of logging in, seeing your balance really quick, because everything is such a microwave. We're in a microwave society. But in reality, just by logging on, I can guarantee you everyone doesn't take a quick look at their a detailed look at their checking account on a daily basis or regular basis, and all these incidental fees that come through. You know, they sign up for different things, $29.99 here, $9.99 there, and you're wondering where your money is going, where you probably have signed up for a lot of different subscriptions, not everyone, but some, and they forget all of those fees are coming through, and they're wondering where their money is going. Now, I'm pen to paper. I need to add it up in my head. I need to see it in front of me. So I like technology, don't get me wrong, but today's society, they're lost. I'm sorry. They're lost with today with technology. It's a good and a bad. It's a good and a bad. So I lean more to the bad based on my upbringing and being able to put the pen to the paper and being able to visually look at a bank statement and be able to reconcile that bank statement and be able to determine if I was off $10, $1.25, whatever the case may be. But to some, $1.25 doesn't matter. $1.25, if you have that coming out of your checking account every single month ongoing, that $1.25 adds up. So technology, I would say, I'm not 100% fond of it, but I don't disagree with it either. It's great for some things, you know, and other things I'd rather go with the traditional way of how I grew up.
Yeah, I got an actual awesome testimony. My father, I saw him doing that with the calculator, and then he would do it up. He would do it two ways, you know, by freestyle, you know, adding, subtracting on paper, and then he would use the calculator. He's still to this day, and he's 82, and he does that. So I like you say, I had that great foundation with that as well. But let me, that actually gives us a great segue to this. Well, what if we have messed up? You know, we actually may have had to do a foreclosure on this, and we may have had to have bankruptcy. Can we actually turn that around? I mean, because I know a lot of people are concerned, you know, about, you know, everything you get now, even insurance now, they check your credit. I mean, so how can, in your, you know, just, you know, because we need to actually set up an appointment to go in detail with you, but how can we turn that around if we have made mistakes, you know, with our finances to kind of, you know, do something for our kids and our, you know, fellow family members when we're not here?
Absolutely. And let me just share this story with you all. I mean, I just want to say to all of you that are listening, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. And I did earlier on in life, in my 20s, I encountered financial obstacles. You know, I was married. I went through a divorce. And then shortly after going through that divorce, I lost my corporate job, and I ended up on public assistance. Now, me being the fighter that I am, I didn't allow that to be an obstacle in my life and just keep me down. I had to fight. But, you know, I say that's round two, bouncing back from going through financial struggles. I picked up books. I read. I was able to bounce back. Did I do it overnight? No. Just as hard as it is for us to get in that situation, it's going to take us a little longer to get out of it. But it takes willpower. It takes shifting our mindset and making a decision that we are willing and able to get rid of this madness, this debt that we've gotten ourselves into. So it takes planning. You know, and I say if you're going to plan to get out of this debt, sit down with a financial advisor. Sit down with someone that's going to show you the correct way to get out of the debt. But you know what? First of all, before we even do that, a lot of people don't even truly understand how much debt they're in. You know, they don't open the mail. They don't open the letters. They don't do any of that. They just know, oh, I have these bills compounding and they're here and I'm getting these calls, but they're not facing it. You know, sometimes the creditors will work with you, but you have to open your mouth and ask for help. Let them know, okay, yeah, I'm facing this obligation that I have. I can't pay it. How can you all help me? But back to sitting with a financial advisor. A financial advisor will help you get back on track, can set up some payment debt elimination program for you that says, hey, here's my debt. This is how I'm going to pay it off. What if you don't have the funds to pay it off? You know, maybe you have to file bankruptcy. I'm not saying that that's an option that I would want anyone to do, but let that be your very last option if that's something that, you know, you have to opt to. You know, okay, the house went into foreclosure. You had to move out of that home and you had to go start all over in an apartment. It can be done. It can definitely be done, Renee, but it's all about a mindset. It's all about a mind shift, and it's starting all over. And some people are willing to do it. Others just are not willing to take that ride, so to speak.
You're absolutely right. So tell us about the awesome products and services that you offer at your company. Because you guys, you got to get this down now, because she just only has tipped the iceberg of her knowledge. This is just a tip, okay? But tell us a little bit more about the products and services that you offer.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, and I didn't even say this, but I am with My Financial Services, and underneath My Financial Services, we have our subsidiary, White Tax Services. On the My Financial Services, what we do, as I stated earlier, is we help individuals gain clarity with their finances. We offer various types of coaching courses. We also offer programs for new business owners who are struggling. They're new. Maybe they're just not sure what they want to do, but we help you put together a budget. We help you put together your business plan. We help you with putting together the back office, things that need to go on, products, et cetera. If you are a business owner and you need help with your financials, your P&L, we have a Virtue CFO program where we will do the bookkeeping for you and we produce your monthly financial statements. It's critical for any of you that are on the call right now and you're listening to really do your financial or to have your financials produced on a monthly basis. If you don't know where you are as a business owner, if you don't know where you stand, then how do you know where you either need to increase any part of the business to increase your sales, or how do you know what overhead expenditures you need to cut back so that maybe you can put some of those expenses into an area that's lacking, but it will help the business grow. So that's the My Financial Home side, and then, of course, White Tax Services. We do all financial planning. We do tax preparation for small businesses as well as corporations and nonprofits. So we do a lot, but it all has to do with your finances, whether it's your personal finances or your business finances. So that's what we do, and we work with all kind. But our target is predominantly women. That's who we see come to us for help. I don't know what it is, but our men counterparts, they very seldom reach out for assistance as it relates to finances. I could go into a whole other subject matter on that, but they very seldom reach out to us.
That's true. That's a mouthful. Yeah, you're right. That's a whole nother session there. This is on another end, but someone just actually sent this question in via Facebook. And I told them, you know, this is a conversation they need to really get in detail with you. They have a nonprofit, and they really have just started the nonprofit. Do a nonprofit have to go through the initial, you know, the you know how we do the P&L, the 4C stuff? I mean, you know the products and the maybe the, let's say projects, I guess, or products or services they gonna offer. Do they actually need to do that like you do in a for-profit business?
To be honest with you, yes, because they're even though they are not for profit, they still have to report that on their tax return each year. There's still a section in there that asks for assets, balance sheet, beginning balance, ending balance, liabilities, et cetera, et cetera. So it is still recommended that they still continue with a P&L. The categories within the P&L are just a little different. It's still profit, loss. Some of the categories are, you know, things strictly for not for-profit organizations, whereas a for-profit organization would have different categories within their P&L. But most definitely. Mm-hmm. And it'll just make it much more easier for the organization or the nonprofit organization at the end of the year to say, here's my December 31st P&L, and boom, the tax preparer, the CPA, can just take that and key it into the tax return.
Yeah, I had to, I'm very meticulous, as y'all know I am with the taxes. You better pay. I make sure my CPA love me because I pretty much give them everything. They just like you said, they just have to plug it in. I have a whole system set up to keep, because I do a lot of hats, and I have a different companies and stuff. But you got to, it's critical, just like that's the best word, to keep
it
that
is.
Stuff straight, because you do not want to get in trouble with anybody's money, especially Uncle Sam's money.
No, not his. Believe me, I've said before, clients on the criminal side, you know, I've had to sit with them all the way up to the criminal side because, you know, they came to me to represent them, but it got to the criminal side. They and the writing's on the wall when those type of clients come my way. I can just see, I can smell it. Oh, I see what they did. But keep your records together. The IRS does not play. The IRS is getting really, really tight, and they're auditing more small businesses. They're auditing more individuals that have a Schedule E within their tax return, Schedule C, and a Schedule A. So those are the three schedules that are subject to being audited, Schedule A, Schedule C, and Schedule E. That's ACE.
Okay, we
A-C-E.
Got that, Lord. Hey, you ain't made an answer. Bless your heart. Amen. Lord, that's wonderful. But let me ask you, I know with the tax season so busy. Do your company have openings for to take clients? I mean, because I know during tax season you just crazy, you know, busy. But that's what I'm trying to reiterate is it's a lot of business owners here online. Can you stress that how important? Because, you know, that goes different. It's not like your personal taxes, you know, that's different with your business.
It is totally different. And to answer your original question, yes, we are always accepting new clients. We will, as we get close to that deadline, we will encourage the taxpayer, if they're not fully prepared, to file an extension. There's no need to rush into filing that tax return. And, you know, then it's pulled for audit. March 16 is just around the corner, March 15th, and that's the deadline for corporate returns. So if you are a business owner, a S-Corp, a C-Corp, those returns are due in March. Otherwise, if you're an LLC, a single partner, then those are due, of course, April 15th. And everything is due April 18th this tax season. But I can't stress to those of you on the call how critical it is to just make sure that everything is in alignment correctly. There's no need to play around with the Internal Revenue Service. Like I said, we're nationwide. I have clients practically in probably about 23 states. So we don't limit ourselves to clients here in California. They're all over. And with technology, as we said earlier, and whatnot, it's so much easier for clients to get their information into us. Hello?
Yes, I totally understand. Yeah, that's very important. Well, tell us, tell us how we can connect with you, because, I'm enjoying this. I like to stay in decent in the order and do things in the spirit of excellence. So tell us how we can connect with you and how we actually can support you on the social media network.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that, Renee. I camp out. I hang out on Facebook over at My Financial Home. That's the business page. I also have another business page, Cosette M. White. And, of course, because of our subsidiary, we do have White Tax Services. I drew a blank there for a minute, but we have My Financial Home. We have Cosette M. White. And we have White Tax Services. As I said earlier, all of them are surrounded around the money. One's taxes, one's personal finances, and one is all about my speaking and whatnot. So you can find me on Facebook. We also hang out on Twitter, and we also hang out on Instagram. But Facebook is primarily where you will get the vast majority of tips and information from us. And one thing that I wanted to...
Thank you. Oh, go ahead. Yes.
I was getting ready to say one thing that I wanted to just share with the listeners, and I wanted to share the book that's coming out next month. Actually, it's coming out in a couple of weeks, but I'm really, really excited. I am a co-author, you all, of a book entitled Holistic Women Win. And it's all about, living a holistic life. And my chapter in particularly is entitled, Wear the Shoes That God Intended You to Walk In. And so many ask me, well, what do you mean by that? What I'm talking about, wear the shoes that God intended you to wear, is strictly all about your finances. So many times, and we know it, we see it, we hear it, individuals are spending more money than they're bringing in, and they're wondering why they cannot, get out of this paycheck to paycheck syndrome. And I don't like saying paycheck because it's not a paycheck, it's a paycheck. But so many times we're walking around in a size 10 when maybe we wear a size 5, we wear a size 6. We need to get back in alignment with our finances. We need to shave off of some of those extra expenses that we really can't afford anyway, but we're trying to do it. We're trying to keep up with the Joneses. So that is pretty much what my chapter is about, walking in the shoes that God intended you to. In the chapter, I talk about practical steps to get your finances, your personal finances, in alignment with where you want them to be and to gain that clarity and focus. So that's what my chapter is. The book comes out in 2 weeks. I'm super, super excited, Renee. And for those of you out there, you can get a copy of the book. They're still on pre-order. You can get a copy by going to myfinancialhome.com/holistic. And then another /. So I'll post this on Renee's page, or Renee will post it, but that's where you can order the book. They will be out in a few weeks. And if you order before the 12th, I will definitely sign the book and put it in the mail to you.
Oh, yeah, I like signatures on books. That's awesome. Well, I'm just so excited for you. I'm very proud of you, and thank you so much for being in your purpose and taking time out your busy schedule to be here with us on Good Deeds.
You are so welcome. I am honored just to be here to share with your listeners. I'm honored, always honored to be, sharing my knowledge with individuals.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. And we'll stay in contact because we have a lot of people that need to keep our money straight, and you're going to help us do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys, we had another awesome experience today. We got to keep that money right. We got to make sure we actually be a blessing to others. We actually need to make sure we have a legacy for other people. But if you want more information about us, you know where to go. you to go to www.reneesunday.com. I just want to let you know that you are special and you are wonderfully made. Whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. But you got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.